And we're back here at the Slider House. This edition of Hockey Sense brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training and, of course, Gateway Buick GMC. Gateway the right way. Here till 7 o'clock with Hockey Sense. I'm Andy Strickland. Great to be with you, as always, as we continue talking pucks 365 days a year. We don't take a week off here on Hockey Sense. Don't forget, Brady Tkachuk comes to us. He'll join us. He'll make his Hockey Sense debut coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes or so. Does that make you feel old at all, Scotty Young, that Brady Tkachuk, not Keith Tkachuk, not even Matthew Tkachuk, but Brady Tkachuk is not only going to join us here on the show, but he's also going to be a freshman in college. Do you feel old or no?
Absolutely feel old. I remember him running around hitting Matthew over the head with a stick up in the luxury box in St. Louis. So, you know, he's grown into a man, and he's a heck of a talent. And, you know, the whole Tkachuk family is, you know, being NHL players, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive. Hey, great to hear from you. I appreciate you taking time for us. You said you're at a rink tonight. What are you doing tonight at the rink?
I am watching my son play, and then he's in a pro development league, and the games after his, the older groups are a lot of the pro guys, you know, Eichel and the Hayes brothers and Hannafin, and it's really a good league. It's a once a week Wednesday night league, and they got a ton of talent and just guys getting ready and keeping their legs for the season.
You know, I talked to Zach Sanford, who plays for the Blues. I think he plays in that league because he was telling me about that about a week or two ago. So what do you have there? I mean, obviously out there in Boston, you have so many players that play at a high level, either collegiately or play pro in some league, obviously including the National Hockey League. So they all get together and they play on a one night a week league. I mean, it must be pretty competitive, right?
It is. I think it's, you know, it's understood. I mean, this has really been going on since I was coming up. You know, I was in a different rink at the time, but, you know, I remember coming up playing in when I was in college, and I was playing with all the pro guys and guys like Nicky Petillo and Brian Lawton and Craig McTavish. And, you know, guys just want to you know, keep their legs and get on the ice and play some competitive hockey. It doesn't get too competitive as far as physicality. Guys know that there's a long season ahead, but they just they want to play some good paced hockey. So I think it's really beneficial.
All right, Scotty Young is with us. Hey, before I get into some of the stuff you're doing right now, I was talking earlier in the show about the gold medal game back in 2002. It's Salt Lake City Olympics, USA versus Canada. Canada ended up winning the gold, but just talk about some of the players who were involved in that game. I mean, some of the all-time great players. I mean, Hall of Famers sprinkled up and down the rosters on both sides. You had USA Hockey Hall of Famers all over the place on the American side. And I was saying it's one of the best games I've ever witnessed, I've ever watched. I mean, it was incredible hockey. What kind of memories do you have? I know you didn't win the game, Scotty, but what kind of memories do you have of not just that game, but that tournament alone?
Well, that was some of the most fun I've ever had playing hockey. Looking around that locker room, playing with that type of talent was amazing. You know, you got you go right down the list of Modano, Hull, Brian Leach, Chris Chelios. I mean, you just Roenick, Guerin, Tkachuk. I mean, it was awesome. It was great hockey. I thought that we really rolled through the tournament. We had I thought we had the fastest team there, and our speed showed throughout the tournament. And I thought we really had a tough game against Russia that took a little bit of out of us in the semis. We had a real tough game. We hung on to a lead to finish the game, and Russia had a heck of a team, and that was the second time that we beat them. And Canada had a great team. It's not taking anything away from Canada. I mean, they had a great team, and they beat us, and they deserved it. But it was a lot of fun, and got to play for Herb Brooks, and that was thrilling for, I think, everybody on the team, because we had so much respect for Herb Brooks.
And you were playing for the Blues at the time, and I'll never forget, obviously, when you guys were preparing for the Olympics, and Tkachuk was on the Blues, Dougie Weigh was on the Blues, you had a bunch of guys, I mean, Pronger and McInnes, obviously, who were about to head over to represent their native country, you had Pavel Dimitra, who was on the roster at the time, who was going to represent his native Slovakia. I mean, those were fun times, right, in the locker room. It's a shame that we're not going to see the NHL players participating this go-around, but you've been named to the coaching staff. You're going to work under Tony Granato, who's now the head coach at the University of Wisconsin. How excited are you for this opportunity, Younger?
I'm really excited. It's exciting to be back involved with the Olympics. And we just met this past weekend out in Plymouth as a staff, and we were going over the players, and you know, we're pulling from a deep pool. Yes, it's a different pool. It's not NHL players, but it's still a deep pool, and we're going to go over and we're going to coach the Deutschland Cup, and we're going to get to see the European pro players, and we'll be pulling from European pros, we'll be pulling from college hockey and AHL only contracts. So we think we're going to have a good hockey team. The one, you know, odd thing is we're really not going to have any practice. We're going to get over. We're going to fly over to South Korea on February 11th, and we play 3 days later. So it's going to be a bit tough that way. So we're trying to figure out ways to get our players comfortable with the coaching staff and to become a team as quickly as possible. Obviously, such a short time.
Yeah, so how's that going to work? I think that's the most confusing thing for fans right now. I mean, you just mentioned it in terms of how you're going to assemble a roster. So American League players who are on American League one-way deals, meaning those who are not on two-way deals, who are, you know, obviously the players most fans are aware of who play down there are on two-way NHL contracts. So the ones who are on one-way deals are eligible to play in the Olympics, and even college players. So the top high-end college players, there's a good chance that we'll see some of those guys find their way to South Korea.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's probably, you know, we think right now 3 to 5 players that we can really see playing from college, and I think that will grow as the college season plays out and players really step up and, show well in front of our guys that are out there watching. You know, that's the other thing is, you know, Tony Granato is the head coach of Wisconsin. Keith Elaine is the head coach of Yale. You know, Chris Chelios is working with Detroit. I'm working with Pittsburgh. And we're not going to get to go out on the road and really scout these players. My job will overlap a little bit, and I'll get to see some of them. But we have other guys that will be picking the team for us, and obviously we have input. But so it's definitely a little different, but we're looking forward to it.
What are your experiences and your memories of playing in the Olympics? I mean, you played in 3 of them, which I reminded our listeners before you came on. And what would you tell potential players about why they should go and why they should want to participate if their name is called upon?
It's a chance of a lifetime to represent your country. There's really nothing like it. It's a unique experience to be able to play for your country and put the jersey on and to be, in the Olympic Village with all the top athletes in the world. It's really, it's an experience you'll never forget. And I was pretty fortunate to be able to play in 3 of them. And, my memories are different for each one because, you know, the first one I was in, we traveled around all year together playing exhibition games, and we were a bunch of college kids. And then the second one, we had a few pros, but the NHL did not break for the 92 Olympics. And then, you know, the 02 Olympics, like we talked about, was all professionals and was really a lot of fun to play in. So every experience was a little bit different, but they were all excellent.
All right, Scott Young is with us, longtime NHL player, played 5 seasons for the Blues. I think 125 of his 340-plus goals came in a Blues uniform. You know, it's hard to believe, Scotty. You know, we all know you won a couple of Stanley Cups, one with Colorado, one with Pittsburgh. But if you go back and track your career, you played the most games of your career came in a St. Louis Blues uniform, and statistically you scored the most goals as a member of the Blues. So, you know, when you reflect on your career, I mean, how do you reflect as your time as a member, with the Blues?
I loved my time in St. Louis. There's a lot of really good cities that I played in, and Pittsburgh being one of them. But, you know, the fact is I only played in Pittsburgh for 6 months, and I was with the Quebec, Colorado organization for 5 years. But with the move from Quebec to Colorado, you know, it was obviously 3 years in one and 2 in another. So St. Louis was excellent. It was the most time I spent in one city, and obviously made a lot of friends outside of hockey in St. Louis. Really loved it. Still have a lot of friends there now.
And what are your thoughts on what you're doing now with the Pittsburgh Penguins? I know you've been hired now as a player development coach, and it seems like now, Scott, and I know you've been out of the game for a few years, but it seems like now when players retire, at least those that have a long career, there's so many more opportunities for these guys once their playing career is done to work in hockey. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, the jobs they have expanded. Teams are hiring. I know development has really been a focus of a lot of teams because developing. And you can see the way that the Penguins have done it for the past couple of years, and they've developed so many players at Wilkes-Barre that have come up and contributed. To the last two Stanley Cups. I think there's 9 players that have played with Wilkes-Barre and then moved up and helped them win a cup. So there's a lot of emphasis on development, and it can lead to other things. There's definitely some growth coming out of development, but I'm really excited about the job. I'll get to work with the players in Wilkes-Barre. I'll get to see all the prospects in the organization, and I'll definitely get to learn a lot while I'm there about the business side of hockey.
And so what's your role as a player development coach? Do you get on the ice with these guys, or do you just basically watch them and talk with these guys after you watch them play and kind of just be a shoulder they can lean on over the course of the season? What's your role?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of both. When I'm in Wilkes-Barre, I'll go on the ice, and I can also be on the bench, whatever I choose, be on the bench for games, or go up top and watch. You can kind of mix it up. And I'll go and see all the other prospects. I'll watch them play and talk to them after the game and, see how they felt and give them my opinion of how I think they're playing. And then we'll help guide, who goes up. And I'm going to have a strong voice on my opinion of who's ready down in Wilkes-Barre, along with Clark Donatelli, the head coach, to move up when players are needed up at the NHL level. And I'll also be responsible for college free agents. So the guys that have slipped through the cracks of the draft, I'll be out there looking for those players that have developed maybe a little bit later and can contribute and be good NHL hockey players and didn't get drafted.
And it seems like everybody now affiliated with the Pittsburgh Penguins, Scotty, you have some type of prior relationship or history with it. I mean, you know pretty much everybody in that organization from over the course of your playing career.
Yeah, that's what's really great about it is, I think a lot of the things that I was doing at Boston University translate as far as working with young players. I mean, we have a lot of draft picks at Boston University that are looking to play in the NHL, and you're trying to develop those players. But there's still going to be a learning curve for me just jumping into the NHL level and having guys like Billy Guerin, Mark Recchi, Mike Sullivan, all guys that I know really well, and then working with Clark Donatelli, who was a teammate of mine at Boston University and with 2 Olympic teams down at Wilkes-Barre. It's just going to be comfortable, and I'm going to get a lot of help from people that I know and trust, and I think the transition will be pretty smooth.
All right, before I let you go, Scotty Young is with us. Don't forget, Brady Tkachuk comes our way here in just a few minutes here on Hockey Sense. You had a chance, like you mentioned, to be at Boston University the last couple of years, which means you work with some high-level players. Charlie McAvoy is obviously one who made his mark over the course of the playoffs with the Boston Bruins. Clayton Keller is a kid who we know very well here in St. Louis, who got some games in down the stretch with the Arizona Coyotes. How do you project his future as an NHL player, Scotty? He's obviously undersized, but certainly has a great mind for the game, and his skill level's off the charts, isn't it?
His skill, you're right. I was just going to say the same thing. His skill level's off the charts, and I think he's one of the most competitive kids I've ever seen. So I think he's got a bright future in the NHL. He's just got to get in there, get comfortable, kind of get his feet wet, and play some games. And once he really gets comfortable and finds his game and finds his role, I think he's got a great future. He's going to represent the St. Louis area hockey very, very well. He's got such good hands, such good vision. His creativity is crazy, some of the things that he does and that he thinks of and sees that even us on the bench at BU, we didn't see, which is pretty rare to have that type of vision and talent and creativity. But he's got a bright future, and I'm really happy for him. He's a great kid.
And what's your take on the college game overall in terms of where it is right now? I know a number of those kids who are at that level have options. People are pulling them in different directions. Do they go the college route? Do they go the major junior route? I mean, what's your take on college hockey as a whole, Scotty?
I think it's so good for these players to develop, because I think you can develop longer. Well, I know you can develop longer. You're not going to be done and forced to turn pro at 20 years old. Some players aren't. They can play. If you come in later as a 20-year-old freshman, you could play college hockey until you're 24, and a lot of players need that extra time to develop. They should not be forced into pro hockey at a very young age. Obviously, some can handle it, but the majority, their bodies are still maturing, and you're playing against men in college hockey. You're playing against some. And when we had Jack Eichel, I always tell the story of Eichel, you know, playing at 18 years old, and he got 71 points in college hockey. But they were very hard points. He was playing against 23, 24-year-olds, you know, 5, 6 years older than him, and that was a hard 71 points. He wasn't just cruising around, you know, throwing in 2, 3 a night. It was tough, and I think it really prepared him well for the NHL.
Well, and then, of course, Brady Tkachuk's going to be a freshman coming up this fall. He's going to join us here next, so we're looking forward to watching his progress as a BU Terrier. Younger, it's always great to catch up with you, man. Congratulations on all your success, everything that you're doing. Enjoy your time in Pittsburgh. Best of luck with the Penguins, and thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Andy. Anytime, say hello to Brady for me.
All right, you got it. You take care. We'll talk soon. That's Scotty Young, one of my favorites, who obviously played here in St. Louis for 5 seasons, and I'll never forget his 40-goal season either. I think he scored his 40th goal the last game of the regular season. If not, it was down the stretch for sure. Maybe the second to last game, maybe the last home game, but obviously, a lot of people were excited to see him get there. One of the more underrated players that I ever covered here in St. Louis. And, boy, could he shoot the puck. This guy had an absolute bomb, and he could flat out pound the puck with the best of them. And very underrated goal scorer as well. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Brady Tkachuk will join us. He makes his Hockey Sense debut here tonight as we continue to broadcast live from the Slider House. We're live on 590 The Fan. I'm Andy Strickland. Great to have you with us for our Wednesday night tradition as we continue to talk pucks through the summer. Training camp will be here before you know it. Brady Tkachuk joins us next here on 590 The Fan. Don't go anywhere.